Trump administration efforts to impede a congressional impeachment investigation into the president will be construed as proof of obstruction of justice. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
We're not fooling around here.
House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff says the Trump administration will face consequences if it keeps stonewalling Congress's requests for witnesses and information in the probe.
Will be considered further evidence of obstruction of justice.
He's also blasting the president's attempts to identify the whistleblower whose complaint is at the probe's center, saying the president's trying to intimidate witnesses and incite violence.
I think a whistleblower should be protected if the whistleblower's legitimate.
A visibly agitated president says the person made up a story about his phone call with Ukraine, and so did Schiff.
He's a lowlife. He should be forced to resign.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
At a news conference in the past half hour at the White House, Trump repeated his assertion that Democratic investigations into his administration are based on, quote, a made-up hoax. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is leaving the campaign trail until further notice after undergoing surgery for blocked blood vessels near his heart. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Sanders' campaign says the candidate has had two stents successfully inserted after experiencing discomfort during an event Tuesday. A medical evaluation shows he had a blocked artery. The 78-year-old Sanders is said to be, quote, conversing and in good spirits. He recently canceled some appearances in South Carolina when he lost his voice. Campaign officials said at the time he felt fine. Sanders' campaign manager says the state of his campaign remains strong. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This is VOA News. A private survey says U.S. companies added a modest 135,000 jobs in September. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Payroll processor ADP says hiring is slowing as the trade war takes a toll on the economy and employers grow cautious. While they say there are a few signs of widespread layoffs, companies' demand for labor, which pushed average monthly hiring to 225,000 last year, has waned in the past 6 months. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, which compiles the data, said that about one-fifth of the U.S. economy is essentially in recession. That includes manufacturing, farming, and transportation. Shelley Adler, Washington.
That jobs report sent shudders down Wall Street, with all three major indices dropping more than 1.5% on fears of a slowing U.S. economy. At a memorial marking 1 year since journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder shocked the world, his fiancée still has more questions than answers. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Despite the global outcry, Khashoggi's bereaved fiancée still awaits justice, with more questions than answers. The whereabouts of his body, dismembered after he was tortured. And above all, who ordered Khashoggi's killing and why? He was last seen entering the consulate to get papers for his wedding to Cengiz Hatijeh. A U.S. Senate resolution blamed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. A UN report has called for him to be investigated. Bin Salman said last week he bears ultimate responsibility, but he denies ordering the killing of Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist who had criticized the prince.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivered what he says is the UK's final offer for a Brexit deal to the European Union. As AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports, it comes as Britain's departure from the bloc looms in less than a month.
Johnson says the proposal is a fair and reasonable compromise, but it's likely to face deep scepticism from EU leaders, who doubt the UK has a workable plan to avoid checks on goods or people crossing the border between EU member Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland after Brexit. Johnson says there would be some custom checks between Northern Ireland and Ireland, an idea vehemently opposed by the government in Dublin. Johnson says he'll walk away from the Brexit talks if the EU refuses to engage with the UK plan. Zaria Shackley, London.
At least one person was reported killed Wednesday as Iraqi police used live ammunition and tear gas to try to disperse anti-government protesters in Baghdad. Demonstrators have filled the streets around the Iraqi capital since Tuesday to protest high unemployment and poor government services. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA.